Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. You know that feeling when your world seems like it's spinning out of control? Like everything's happening at once and you're just trying to keep your head above water. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Even in the midst of a crisis, even when life throws its craziest curveballs, there's a superpower within each of us that can help us find balance and resilience. That superpower is mindfulness. Think of it like this. Imagine you're standing on a roller coaster just as it's about to take off. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and all you want to do is jump off. But then, someone whispers in your ear, "Just focus on your breath." And suddenly, amidst the chaos, you find a sense of calm. That's mindfulness in action. Today, we're diving deep into how to practice mindfulness during those times when things feel like they're falling apart. Because trust me, it's not about ignoring the storm, it's about learning to weather it with grace and strength. Alright, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you cultivate that inner calmness even when the world feels like it's imploding. First things first, acknowledging your feelings is crucial. Bottling them up will only make things worse. It's like trying to hold a balloon full of air underwater, eventually it bursts. Take a moment to sit with those emotions, the fear, the anger, the sadness, and allow yourself to feel them without judgment. Remember, feeling your feelings doesn't mean being consumed by them, it means acknowledging their presence and letting them pass through you like clouds in the sky. Next up, shift your focus to the present moment. When we're caught in a crisis, our minds tend to race with worries about the future or regrets from the past. But mindfulness is all about anchoring yourself in the now. Focus on your breath. Notice the sensations in your body and pay attention to the sights and sounds around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Thirdly, practice gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive when things are tough, but taking a moment to appreciate even the smallest things can make a world of difference. Think about the roof over your head, the food on your table, or the love of your family and friends. Gratitude shifts our perspective and reminds us that even in the darkest of times, there is always something to be thankful for. Now let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, okay? You're doing the best you can in a challenging situation. Remember those times when you supported a friend going through a tough time. Offer that same level of kindness and understanding to yourself. Avoid harsh self-criticism and remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. There are opportunities for growth, not failures. Finally, remember that you are not alone. We all face crises at some point in our lives. Reaching out to loved ones, joining a support group, or talking to a therapist can provide invaluable emotional support and help you navigate through difficult times. Ever felt like your entire world was crumbling around you? Maybe it was the loss of a job, a relationship ending, or facing a serious health scare. I remember one time when my laptop, which held all my work files, completely crashed. Talk about panic central. My mind raced with every possible scenario, deadlines missed, projects ruined. The whole shebang. But then I took a deep breath, sat down, and started going through each file one by one, trying to recover what I could. It was a long process, for sure, but focusing on that one task at a time helped me stay grounded amidst the chaos. And you know what? In the end, I managed to salvage most of my work. So there you have it, 5 powerful practices to help you cultivate mindfulness during those moments when life throws its best or worst punches. Remember, being mindful isn't about achieving a state of perfect calm all the time. It's about learning to navigate the ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread some mindfulness love out there. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep rocking that stoic spirit.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.